Well, we have the signage going to be installed next week, Catherine, in the Rosemount area. It's going to be a pilot, basically be located in what we would call hotspots, where there's been issues with dogfouling being regularly reported. Here is a lot of the Mews Lanes in the Rosemount area where dumping, illegal dumping has been taking place. The cameras will be located in areas where some of the vehicles that have been maybe bringing stuff in the past and maybe been passing through. So it's basically acting as a deterrent in terms of letting people know that the council are keeping an eye on the area, trying to stop these incidents taking place. And obviously then it'll allow us, when we can identify whether culprits allowing their dogs to foul or identify vehicles, we can then impose obviously fines as another deterrent as well. So this will be a pilot, as we said, but it's the first of its kind, and it's taken over a year of work to get to this point, but from our perspective it's required to try and put people off hitting these incidents.
And these cameras, I understand, can also be moved to other locations where perhaps these instances could increase.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, because as I said, there's a number of hotspots within Rosemount as opposed to just one particular area where these incidents are happening. So the idea is that the cameras can be moved, and the idea of that then is obviously people will not, if there are any people intent on whether coming into the area with rubbish and trying to dump it or allowing their dogs to foul, they'll never be certain whether they're being watched or not. So from that perspective, it means that people won't be sort of saying, well, I'll go into one area instead of another area today to allow my dog to foul, or you know, do things like that. They'll never be sure where the cameras are, so that'll obviously increase our chances of imposing the fines as well if we spot them going in different areas. So that's the idea, that we can move them about.